you know, in the end, it's all about the course and it's all about the point of it. And I think Graham's done a tremendous job the past few years, and I've played every single year since I've come over here, and it's always fun to go out and play and meet obviously a lot of our team sponsors as well. And I was partnered with them today, and we had a blast, and it's good to connect. But as of the game goes, I think it was okay. Yeah. We were, as I heard from Ryan, we're actually pretty close to them, and he partnered up with Graham, so not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Graham and Courtney, they do a great job with this event each and every year. How'd you play, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, it was great to play with Graham. Finally played this thing, been meaning to for a while, so the fact that I got to play with him too, it was good fun, you know, and all for a good cause. It's always cool when you're playing golf inside IMS.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, it's fun. Been running around nonstop since then, so it's good to be squeezed in some golf, play decent.
Yeah. Good night's sleep. Obviously, 2-hour practice tomorrow, and then we look ahead to Sunday. How good are both your cars? Would you say?
You know, we made some really good headway on Monday. I was pretty happy with it. This track changes so much with the conditions. And the conditions on Monday were about as bad as you can get. I mean, it was a bit windy. It was hot, really hot. Track temp was through the roof. So, you know, if track temp comes down a little bit, I think it might actually make everybody a little bit better, which I don't know if that's a good thing. But, yeah, I was pretty happy with the car at the end of the session, just in time. And, yeah, looking forward to carb day. Looks like weather is maybe cooperating at the moment.
Yeah. It's looking better.
Looking so, better.
Fingers crossed. Your thoughts on your race car, Christian?
Yeah, I hope our race car is a little better than our qualifying car. We seem to struggle a little bit with pure speed. We've moved forward in general, but I think, like Ryan said, Monday was really the worst track condition you could get, which is also both a positive and a negative because you want the conditions to be relatively close to what you're going to be racing in, but it also highlights the weaknesses when the temperatures are high. And you know, I think we ended up in a pretty good spot. I know the 15 car found some interesting stuff that put them in a better direction and improved the overall speed and just made the car more competitive. So that's really why we run four cars, you know, to have that opportunity to use four cars to improve and explore.
The 15 was 11th quick in that Monday practice, and joining us, he'll be on the outside of row 11, making his 17th start in the Indy 500, driving the aforementioned number 15 United Rentals Honda for Rahal Letterman Landing and Racing. Graham Rahal. Okay, so who won the tournament, Graham?
Hey, didn't I see you on a billboard out
gosh.
On 465?
Here we go. Yes, here we go. I want to hear about this golf tournament today. Who won?
Golf tournament was a great success. Again, these guys played, so thank you for being there. Who won? Ed Martin's group won this year. Mark Harrison and the Ed Martin dealership group. So a fairly believable score. It wasn't cheating too bad, I don't think. For not having mulligans, it was pretty solid. But that was a great day. Raised a lot of money.
For those that don't know, you want to explain the tournament a little bit?
Yeah, so we carried on the driver's tournament after it kind of stopped in 08. So our foundation does it, you know, Thursday. It's bounced around, but the last couple of years been at the Brickyard. And we raise a lot of money for Soldier Strong, which is the same partner as our Turns for Troops initiative with United Rentals and for Colorado State University's One Cure. And so today we'll easily surpass 300,000 raised today. In the last, since 2018, we've donated. After today, we'll go over $2 million donated since 2018, just from the tournament alone, which is a big number. So we're proud of that, and we'll keep doing it because it's fun.
That's a huge number. Congratulations. All right, questions for all three drivers. Let's go Kyle, Joey, and then we'll work the other side of the room after that.
I've got one for everyone first. I've been asking a bunch of different drivers this question. When it comes to driving like a normal car just on the roads and things like that, you guys like doing that? Is it something that bores you? Just how do you feel as compared to behind an Indy car?
Well, I guess the short answer is really we got to get from A to B.
Yeah.
It's more of an A to B exercise than anything else, I think. Other than Graham, he's got the nicest cars I've ever seen. So.
Yeah, sure. Okay. yeah, I mean, of course, yeah. I'd rather drive than have somebody else drive, you know, for sure.
I should know, like, some people with the speed and all that, obviously it's way different than driving an Indy car, but they just find it boring. I know, like, Marcus Armstrong just doesn't like driving at all. If he's not in a race car, he'd rather be a passenger. But then there's people like Kiffin who always want to drive, like you said.
Yeah, I would always, I mean, personally, at least my style, like, I'd love to do road trips over fly. If it's within reason, I'd rather drive and do that than fly or something like that. I enjoy driving, you know, anything, but speed is also a relative term. Like, if you're out on track, yeah, like, it's fast, but have you ever driven a Mini Cooper, 1964 Mini Cooper, at 50 miles an hour? It feels like you're doing 1,000. So you don't have to be going fast in cars necessarily to have fun.
Ever since Spirit Airlines has become the go-to nonstop from Fort Lauderdale to Indy, I'm thinking about driving from now on, too.
No sponsorship for you.
No. I'm good on that, actually.
But then specifically for Ryan, obviously with this being your first race of the season, just your Indy 500 regular, how do you go about approaching the Indianapolis 500 in preparation when you kind of know that it's going to kick off your year?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we focus on, you know, all year long, and coming back with a team that really just focuses on this race, you know, our viewpoints and our focus are aligned in that regard. So it's cool. It's really cool to be able to be at the shop in March and see the car I'm going to run sitting there with all the body fit and all that stuff. And yeah, it's a, I don't know. I mean, I've got a lot of experience preparing for this race, and I know the things I need to push in the off season, the things I need to push 2 months out, the things I need to push a month out, and just go through that process. But it's always an absolute pleasure being on track here and being here. You know, during the month of May is an absolute privilege, and feel very thankful every time I have the opportunity.
Does it feel like the preparation for the Indy 500, just jumping right in for the biggest race, does it feel like that is made any easier given your experience here and your success here?
Yeah, for sure. With the experience over years comes, you know, a lot that I can rely on and a lot that I can lean on, and yeah, absolutely it helps. But it is like these guys are right in the middle of, you know, race season fit. You know, they're in it racing week in and week out. So there's a little bit of catch up to do on that side.
Enjoy.
Graham, you kind of said it the other day that Taku's situation or qualifying was an anomaly. Obviously, kind of after the fact and whatnot, what have y'all kind of found out? What have y'all kind of found? Because obviously it looked like you had found some speed on Friday or Monday.
Well, we were fast in race trim, you know, at the beginning of the week, too. So as far as, you know, Takuma's qualifying versus the three of us who are all very, very close, you know, Pietro, Christian, and there's nothing that's like jumped out that the cars are different or anything like that. I think it's going to take a lot more dissecting over the next couple of months. And I frankly told the guys, like, even next week, if we had the opportunity to take my car off the track Sunday and Takuma's off the track and take them straight to the tunnel to understand what the differences are, I think it'd be a great thing. Whether that's feasible or not, I don't, is obviously a different story. But there's nothing that specifically jumps out. You know, our cars, and Christian can attest that, like, we've been very close. Like, all of us have pretty much run, particularly Pietro and I, the same setup all week. You know, he's kind of gone back and forth a couple times to try it out, but, like, we're talking minimal things anyway. So there's nothing that jumps out that goes, hey, you know, this car is going to be 2.5 miles an hour, 3 miles an hour faster because of this. That's a lot of speed, just to be honest. Like, that's a ton of drag. It's a lot of things that don't really line up. So, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see what we can find next couple weeks.
And then, Ryan, coming to you, this might be a really dumb question, but I think back to last year when you were running a little bit with ECR, looking at this Indy 500 opportunity, I'm just kind of curious, what it is you're like, what do you want for your career right now? Do you want the one-offs at Indy? Would you like to convert a good result into more opportunities? So what's the aim?
No, I think, you know, as far as IndyCar goes, it's the one-offs at Indy. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And from there, working on some potential things in the future. I've just been so focused on this, I haven't really been shopping much around. You know, on the IMSA side, I had a great home at Mazda, and then that whole program just disintegrated and shut down. And then I was at Ganassi in the Cadillac, and then that program split. When I went to WEC, they wanted drivers in there that had WEC experience because of the intricacies of that series. And then, I was in with Ganassi in the 01, and then Dixon wasn't going to be in the car. I was going to be in it, and then at last minute, Scott came back in. So it's just, you know, it's been just one thing or another on that side of it. So I hope to, get it into some more IMSA races soon, but it's also been really nice being able to be there, you know, raising my kids.
Thanks, bro. Let's go Tony, then the front row, then Alan.
Going for Christian, this is now your third year on ovals. How much more comfortable are you with ovals, particularly in the second half of the season after this one, or does this Indy feel so different from the rest of the ovals?
I mean, I think Indy will always feel different to all the other ovals for what it stands for. For driving, I think it's similar. It's an oval. It's a racetrack. But no, I feel a lot more comfortable. I'd even say throughout the month of May in 2022, at the end of the month, I was fine. It wasn't, but yes, there's things that I needed to work on and develop and still improve. But that's the journey. You're never going to be good enough. You can always improve. So I feel good. I mean, I'm happy. I'm confident. I'm comfortable in the car. I know what I have underneath me. So. Yeah.
Time for a couple more here. Al.
Ryan, this is a question. This is Dennis Reinbold's 25th 500. And just as being a one-off team, seems like he's at kind of the top of the game. Just reflect on the DRR team being a one-off team and what they bring to the 500 each year, especially here lately.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Dennis's passion for this race is second to none, so that's really cool. That drives a lot of the motivation in the team. And the guys on the team, the crew and everything, they've been with all the biggest teams. They've been with all the big ones. I've worked with a lot of them in the past, and they really enjoy, focusing on Indy like that. So it's just a quality group of people, and this is what their year revolves around. Yes, they have... the rallycross side of it and all that they do, which they do a really good job at, obviously. But, for big time, top level stuff, this is it. This is the one they really focus on. It means the world to them. It means the world to me. So it's a good fit.
Go ahead. Microphone up there, and then you come to the front row to wrap it up. Go ahead. Yep.
Hi. This one is mainly for Christian. So this is, this is your, third time here, I think. Now you're paired with the veteran in Takuma Sato. He's won here twice. What have you learned from Takuma, if anything, since he's joined the team?
Well, if he's loose or if he's understeer, he doesn't lift. It's sometimes it's a little wild, and I'd even say in a practice session, there's no limits. He just sends it, which is it's cool. It puts it into perspective that you really just need to commit. But obviously there is a chance of destroying a car, which I'm not really interested in either. So, I think it's more the discussions behind the scene, what to look out for in terms of setup development, in terms of what you feel, is that it or is it in a different direction you really need to be going? So in the end, I'm just... gaining the experience that I can from him, likewise as I did with Graham when I came over here. So it's been good to work with Takuma.
And so finally, to ask you and Graham, both of you guys, kind of piggybacking off some of the earlier questions regarding how you guys went back to kind of the drawing board. You guys found a lot more speed on Monday. What was kind of some of the main keys to figuring out, like, what went wrong in qualifying or what was better on the race trim than maybe the qualifying trim?
Well, I mean, from my side, I'm pretty sure Graham agrees with this. I think the car is naturally faster in race trim than it is in qualifying trim. I was hoping that it was the other way around for a weekend, but not, as Graham said, I think we're relatively competitive every practice session last week, but we weren't necessarily fast enough in qualifying.
Yeah, I think our race cars are, seem to be fairly competitive speed-wise. I just think there's stuff going on in qualifying. Honestly, I think ride heights. I think there's a lot of stuff the way the other teams are changing the car's dynamics, and I could be wrong. But I think there's a lot of stuff that we don't know and we're not doing right. I'm convinced of it because, we go to race running, and I mean, we're right there, But when qualifying time comes, we don't seem to have any tricks in the bag, and everybody else, as I said to somebody, when we ran on Thursday, between Thursday and Friday, Thursday on the no toes versus guys that we could see were doing no toes, we were in the hunt. Friday, when I did my first run, I gained 9 miles an hour. There was a couple teams that did their first run and gained 12 over their no toes. And I'm not talking about race running. Like, we're good at deciphering who's doing what, right? Like, watching like to like, they gained 3 more miles an hour going to the boost than we did. That's again, like I talked about a minute ago, that's a big number in spread versus us in game. So we need to understand, just what we're not doing. I think that's critical, as we go forward. Did we find speed this year? Everybody's going to say, oh, no, you guys still qualified 28th, 29th, 30th, or 33rd, whatever it is. But the reality is, to the other Honda teams, we did close the gap a lot compared to where we were last year. But the deficit is still there, certainly. So we just have a long way to go. And with the fields getting as close and competitive as they are, we've got some stuff to find, for sure.
Last one to piggyback again off of that is how weird is it, I guess, emotionally to qualify and say, oh man, we're just not there, but then know also in the back of your head, okay, but when we get into the race, we'll be a lot quicker.
Yeah.
What is that like to balance?
It used to be, well, it's hard to balance because there's no weak links anymore in this field. I was going back watching videos like 08 and stuff like that. Like, you knew 15 of those guys weren't going to win. That's not the case today. So it's not as easy to start towards the back and just think, oh, I'm going to motor by this guy, this one, this one, this one, this one. I'm going to get up to, by lap 100, I'm going to be in 10th. Like, that's not an easy thing anymore, period. So there's a lot that goes into it. So the reality is that qualifying is very important. And I wish, I wish we didn't put ourselves in these sort of deficits all the time. So hopefully next year, we can find ourselves in a much more competitive spot. So Christian, Pietro, myself, we don't have to do this again.
I mean, I agree. I don't think there's... Graham said it, really. He always does that.